Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi. Hi. You are probably home by now if the traffic wasn't too bad, and I thought I'd send you a quick voice note to say, I had a lovely time with you tonight. A really lovely time, and I hope you also had a nice time. I can't believe we talked for 4 hours. I feel like we've really clicked over the last few weeks, and you make me feel a bit giddy, and I really want to keep getting to know you. And I also wanted to say that I wish we hadn't been interrupted like that. I feel like the evening got, I feel like the evening got cut short far too soon, and I really, really wish we hadn't been interrupted. It's left me feeling frustrated and like I miss you. God, maybe that sounds over the top, given we've only just kissed for the first time, but right now I'm feeling like, I don't know, shy, but also like, I really miss you already. I can still feel what it was like to have your arms around me, and I can still smell you on my clothes and on my hair, and yes, I've been sitting here inhaling my own hair just to catch the last lingering scent of you. Maybe it's too soon to admit things like that. I don't know. What a moment to be interrupted, though, huh? My neighbor has really great timing. Great timing. Couldn't have chosen a better moment to set the fire alarms off and make everyone in the building evacuate. God. Thank you for being such a gentleman and offering to wait with me, but it wasn't necessary, and I knew you had a long drive home, so it made sense for you to go. It could have been ages until they let us back in, and I didn't want you to get back too late, so, yeah. Okay, so I was just calling to say I hope we can pick up where we left off sometime soon, and, yeah, so, sleep well, and, see you soon, I hope. God, I'm really bad at ending voicemails. Okay, good night.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, me again, surprise. this is weird, isn't it, to leave you two voicemails in quick succession. God, I don't want to come across as too intense, but... there was something I wanted to say to you before, but I chickened out. One of my New Year's resolutions is to be braver and not bottle things up, so I'm going to tell you what I was thinking. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Before we were interrupted, I had a plan. It's the kind of plan that would be a shame to keep to myself. Oh God, okay. I loved the way you were kissing me. I loved straddling you and having your arms around me. Especially the way you tugged on my hair to angle my head just how you wanted me, and your hands on my waist, and... You were making my brain melt, basically, but you knew that, didn't you? You knew that you had me melting for you. Anyway, just before we were so rudely interrupted by the fire alarm, I had a plan. I was just about to climb off your lap. I thought I might... Well, I was going to slide down to the floor and crawl between your legs and see what kind of reaction I got. A little bit of liquid courage here, sorry. So yeah, if I got a positive reaction, I was planning to kneel between your legs and undo your belt. Would that have been okay? I had a feeling you might have liked it. I have a feeling you would have let me unbuckle you and unzip you. When we were kissing, I could feel your cock pressed up against me. I love the way you grabbed my hips and pulled me into you while you sucked on my neck. You were so decisive, like you knew exactly what you wanted and you were going to take it. I love that so much. Your strong, decisive hands on my hips and that perfect, perfect sensation of your mouth on my neck. You found the most sensitive spot below my ear. I think I moaned really loudly when you sucked just there. Oh, and when you pulled me into you. I think you were hard, right? I didn't imagine it. Oh, it made me so fucking turned on that I made you hard. I really, really like you, and the idea of you responding to me like that, it felt amazing to be able to do that to you. Anyway, as I was saying, it made me want to unbuckle you and unzip you. I wanted to be able to run my hands across your skin, to trail my fingers up your legs and across your chest. Then I'd kiss my way up the inside of one of your thighs and down the other. And I'd kiss your stomach, and you might feel the light brush of my hair fluttering over your cock and your balls. I don't know if that would feel good. Would it feel good? Maybe just ticklish, I don't know. I really, really, really want to learn all the things you like. I want to know how you like your coffee and what makes you laugh and where you like to be kissed and what kind of things I could whisper in your ear to get you hard. I was wondering if you'd like me to tease you with my tongue. I could start slow and gentle, gradually kissing my way closer to your cock, making you wait a bit. Maybe I'd be able to feel you vibrate with anticipation. And finally, you'd feel my tongue at the base of your cock, just hovering there for a moment before it began to glide all the way up to the tip. I could hold you in one hand and look up at you while you feel the warm, soft whisper of my breath on you, and then a gentle kiss. Would you like that? A very gentle, loving kiss on the tip of your cock. Will my eyes tell you how I feel about you? I try to tell you with my eyes how much I like you and how much I want to get to know everything about you. I'd wet my lips with my tongue because I'd want them to glide over you smoothly. Then I'd slide my lips over the tip of your cock, closing my eyes so I could focus on the sensation of taking you all into my mouth. I'd do it slowly so that we could both feel everything. Every tiny movement, every new sensation. Would you enjoy the slickness of my soft, wet lips sliding down? Would you like to watch your cock slowly disappearing into my mouth? I always wonder what that's like for men, to feel a part of your body enter a woman's body. Does it feel like you're being welcomed? I hope so. Would you moan for me? Would you grunt and rasp out how it felt? Tell me to keep going, not to stop. Your noises would make me squeeze my thighs together. It would give me butterflies in my stomach knowing I was turning you on. God, if you growled, I'd probably lose my fucking mind. Should I moan with your cock in my mouth? Would you like that? A long moan right from my throat that would vibrate all the way through you. I want to feel that stretch in my jaw as I push down further and take more of you. I want to know how it would feel to have your cock fill my mouth. Not just any cock. Yours. I want to know what yours feels like. Is it heavy, baby? Does it curve? Which way does it curve? Where is it most sensitive? God, I want to find that spot. Is there a particular spot I could flick my tongue over that would make you whimper? How do you need to be touched, baby? I don't care about anyone else's cock, only yours. I want to know so badly so I can give you exactly what you need. Do you like to have your balls played with? Does that feel good? Would you like it if I cupped them in the palm of my hand and toyed with them while I have your whole length in my mouth? Would you like it if I ran my tongue up and down it while I kept you deep in my warm, wet mouth? Or would you prefer me to focus my tongue on the tip? Please. Will you tell me next time we see each other? Tell me so I can learn your body. So I can learn exactly what drives you out of your fucking mind. If I licked and sucked you just how you liked it and I made you moan, would you do something for me? Would you play with my hair? Play with it softly at first and then later. Wrap it around your fist and tug it to make me look at you. Yeah, make me look at you. I want your eyes all needy and lusty like you might go over the edge any second. Would you say you're being a really good girl for me? You'd make me so wet if you held my gaze and said that. My clit would start throbbing and my brain would short circuit. But I also want to see you throw your head back when it all feels too good. Oh, it's such a good view. When I can look up at you, see your throat exposed, and feel you thrust your hips up and push even further into my mouth. Just groaning and grunting with pleasure. God, that's the best sight. Oh, fuck. Hopefully I'd have done a good job and you'd be in a frenzy by now. And you'd slide your strong hands through my hair and wrap it around your fingers and pull my head down further onto your cock. And I'd gag as it hit the back of my throat. I'd gag and convulse and whimper, and then you'd whisper something like, "You can take it." And I would fucking take it, because making you feel good would be better than oxygen for a few minutes. I want to choose you over oxygen just for a moment. Where would you come, baby? Tell me, please. I want to know. How would you pull out and come on my face? You can if you want. I like that. I'd like being marked by you. Oh, it'd make me feel so submissive. I'd let you get into my hair even though I just washed it. I'd let you get it anywhere you wanted. Anywhere you wanted. But I want it in my mouth. I want it inside me. I want you to come inside my body, please. That makes me feel like I've really been taken. I want it so that your cum mixes with my saliva and you can tell me I'm your good girl for swallowing. And you could stay inside my mouth as long as you like while I run my hands over your thighs and close my eyes contentedly and sigh. Afterwards, could I crawl back into your lap and stroke your cheek while you catch your breath? Would you like all of that? I would. I'd wind my arms around your neck and I'd thread my fingers through your hair and we could just breathe together. Anyway, yeah, that was my plan before we were so rudely interrupted. What do you think of my plan? Maybe we can reschedule it for another time. Maybe next time we see each other, I'll start unbuckling you and unzipping you, and you can tell me if you want me to keep going. Don't leave me waiting too long, okay? I'm gonna be here, waiting for you. Thinking about you. Thinking about all the ways we could touch each other and all the things we could whisper to each other and all the ways I want to get to know you. So, see you soon, yeah.